You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
I had to hold myself back from coming on air and talking about anything Stellenbosch related because there is so much going on at that university. And as I was listening to Eyewitness News, we're hearing now there was an alleged rape that's happened on the campus where the perpetrator or the alleged perpetrator as a student and the victim a student as well. So continue listening to Eyewitness News to hear more about that story. To think that they just got a new chancellor, hey? I wonder how he's going to handle all of these massive, massive issues that are taking place at that university. But what I want to talk about. So if you follow me on Twitter, you would have seen a tweet that I had shared. Now, I know somebody who... they live on a plot and they have workers that work for them, some part-time, some full-time. But long story short, in a short period of time, there have been a couple of break-ins on their property and things in the house get stolen. Now, you know, amongst workers, there's talk. And the talk amongst workers in the communities that, you must be careful, it's that one that comes and works for you part-time, that sort of eyes what's going on in the house, observes when you are there, when you're not there. Hence, they're able to break in. They know how to break in because they've seen the house on the inside. So that's the talk that's been happening. And with the break-ins that have happened, where things have been stolen, things are then replaced, and insurance claims have happened, a police case is opened, the police come, they do their forensics, you get the case number, and then at some point there's a message that comes through saying the case is closed for whatever reason. This is not abnormal in South Africa because it is quite difficult and rare that criminals for break-ins and muggings and hijackings are easily caught like that. Anyways, fast forward. The case has been closed. The police have been told, please check this particular person, that everybody's chitter-chattering saying that is the potential suspect in this case for X, Y, and Z reason. Nothing was done. So now recently, they had another attempted break-in. But because of the continuous break-ins, not just at their property, also in the area, they have reinforced the property. The outside perimeter was entered. They tried to enter the house and were not able to get into the house to steal whatever it was that they wanted to steal. Now, the person who lives in that house is absolutely terrified because you really don't know what people are capable of doing. I mean, we've heard of people that get killed for 20 rands for a cell phone. Can you imagine what can happen to you if criminals have access to your household appliances and all of the other valuables that they might find there? So this person is terrified. And now they're like, what can I do to protect myself? What can I do when I also know that these people that tried to break in didn't get in successfully to get what they wanted? So it is likely that they are coming back. So what can I do? And the conversation goes, well, what if you set a trap, right? Because you followed all the protocol you were supposed to follow. You opened a case, you reported it, you did all the things you needed to via insurance, you reinforced, and not only did they break, you know, into the perimeter wall, they've also stolen some of the security features that are there to protect, like beams and cameras and whatever else they're stolen or destroyed. And now they are exploring the idea of possibly setting a trap for these people that are going to be breaking in, right? Now the conversation goes, okay, the simplest and easiest thing to do is to leave something out, like hypothetically alcohol that maybe has been tainted with something like rat poison or whatever a person has access to, right? So now, if this trap is set And I'm sure there's a legal person who will come through and let us know what the law would say in a situation like this. So now when these people come through, because a trap has been set, it could be a booby trap, it could be even a trap where it requires somebody to take something out of your property. So let's say it is alcohol or whatever that's been poisoned. Now let's say this person comes through as you are kind of expecting them to come back, and now they succumb to this trap. Either they are found in your house, maybe even dead, or they go and die off somewhere else. Is this something you would consider doing? Is it something you feel is justified in doing, which is setting a trap to protect yourself? Because it's not just about protecting your belongings. It's also protecting yourself, and maybe it can be a deterrent for anybody else that wants to break into your home. And then on top of that, do you, as a South African, knowing how our legal system is, knowing how justice fails individuals, if this person goes and dies because of whatever trap you've set for them, should that person go to jail for premeditated murder or any of the relevant murder charges? And if it were your situation, if it were your house where it is not an option for you to move out, but you are terrified, what would you do to protect yourself, knowing that somebody keeps on breaking into your house looking for whatever it is that they are looking for, and the police have failed you up until that point? What would you do? And I find it so interesting. Just, I was wondering about our sort of moral compasses and where we sit on taking a person's life. I mean, many, many people will share how murder is wrong, taking of a person's life is wrong, right? But we've seen many incidents of mob justice. I saw one this morning on Twitter where a guy, this was in somewhere in Cape Town, a guy was trying to hijack a car, and somehow the driver got him caught in the door. So he kept dragging this person that tried to hijack them down the street. Eventually, when the car stops, the community got hold of the guy. They dropped that person. I don't know if he made it or did not. But many of those situations, people have said to me that type of vigilante justice or mob justice to them is justified, because it is one less criminal off the streets, and it is a criminal that you don't have to worry that their file will be bought from the police station, or the cops are going to tell you we're still investigating, or the file is missing, whatever the case may be. So where do you sit with your feelings, especially with regards to crimes that could be violent? And when I had to think for myself, sure, would I go that far? Would I go that far to set a trap for somebody that keeps trying to enter my house and I've gone to the police? Would I go that far, and how would I feel if something that I set out for this person killed them? And I have to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you. When I thought about the possible trauma of somebody breaking into my house, possibly being raped, physically attacked, if I have to stay alive and live with that trauma versus the guilt of taking the life of somebody that shouldn't have been in my house in the first place, I would rather live with the guilt, to be honest with you. Not to say I'm trying to go out and kill anybody, but in a situation like that, how would you feel, and what is it that you would do? And do you think this individual is justified in exploring this idea of, what if I leave a bottle of alcohol? Because, hey, alcohol is expensive. I just leave it there with poison inside. Not necessarily poison that's going to kill him, depending on how much he drinks. And maybe when I have to go to court one day, and lawyers, give me a call, let me know what you think. Maybe if I have to go to court one day, I will happily defend myself saying, guys, I didn't know anyone was going to come in my house. I didn't offer this alcohol. Why? Why would you come into my house and drink this alcohol that has killed you? Why? So what are you willing to do as a South African? How far does your morality go? And maybe share with me, because when we think about mob justice or those videos where people are trying to break into someone's house and then they get their gun and they're shooting and you're sitting there going, yeah, is that the same in your mind as the government implementing the death penalty? Taking your calls, 011-883-0702. Your SMS is 31702. Your tweets at RelebogileM, at Radio 702, using the hashtag 702 afternoons. And the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja. Call Relebogile.
On
011-883-0702.
21 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're talking about, you know, setting a trap for people that keep breaking into your house. Yes, those of you that are legal professionals, you're more than welcome to give a call and to say what that says. But looking at how the justice system fails so many in this country, is that something you would be willing to do? Let's go to the lines. Kim in Randburg. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Ripper Healer. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Well, thank you.
So, what's on your mind?
Our situation is that we were victims of thieves who were breaking into the properties in my area, and they were hiding behind in our neighbor's wall, so we could hear them and talk to the guy that was hiding there, and they were jumping fences. And he told us straight that he was going to kill us. His brother had a gun, and they were going to kill us. And yeah, so I don't condone it myself. But I do understand how people will feel, you know, when they're threatened in that way.
How did you get out of that situation?
He managed, I don't know how he did it, but he did manage to get out of the situation, and he ran away, even though the whole area was looking for these two perpetrators. But they did get away, and scot-free, and we're expecting them to come back.
So let me ask you, Kim, would you set a booby trap if you knew that people were continuously trying to break into your home?
I wouldn't personally, no.
Have you been through that kind of trauma?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That's the closest I've come myself.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Kim in Randburg. Benny in Florida Lake. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks. And you?
I'm well, thanks. So, with me, I think I'll set a booby trap, because this person came into your house with the intention of, like, killing or injuring someone. Should they find you, still maybe I would want that time. So, if I do it as well, I won't tell anyone, because why should I tell anyone that I did set a booby trap? Because the person came into my house uninvited or something, and she was not here for the good intention. And with that being said, I once experienced two butlers, like, in a place where we were staying before, and in the cases, and then after a few days, and then they send the SMS and saying the case is closed because they don't have evidence or something. And in the neighborhood, people were taking, saying, oh no, we suspect so and so, whatever not. And then the last one, they took everything I belonged, even the cell phone. And on that night, I was still logged on, online. And then the person went on Facebook and posted something on Facebook on my behalf. And one of my friends was asking, why are you still awake by this time of the night or something? Posting. I was like, no, I lost everything. So which means it's someone that knows me. And then she was posting like irrelevant stuff or something. So with that one, I said, nah, I'll go on and like set a booby trap, and I won't tell anyone because the police are not helping us in any way.
So what if though you set a booby trap and the person dies on your property? Because obviously let's say the person drinks something that is poisoned and they go die off somewhere else. You might not have to explain.
The person is going to go and die somewhere else, not in my property.
Okay, so you wouldn't set a booby trap where they die on your property?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Benny in Florida Lake. Let's go to King Saul in City Bing. Hi, King. King Saul?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm okay. How are you, my dear sister?
I'm good.
Great. Listen, the answer that I have is more of an oxymoron. I was saying to the gentleman before, you know, he can't do it. The question on its own is very difficult to answer. It's a conundrum. So basically, I want to respond to how you feel. You spoke of your moral compass and ethical considerations. Now, I would want to respond in a way that I give a picture. Let's say you're watching a movie And this person has been terrorizing the community.
Mm.
But there's one individual family that sets a trap.
Mm.
But and this man has been so more elusive than the Guptas, you know? So you couldn't get him. You couldn't get hold of him.
Mm.
Now, all of a sudden, there's an entrapment.
Mm.
But as you are watching, this man is about to evade the trap.
Mm.
How would you respond? Would you wish that he goes for the trap, this terrorist, or would you wish he really escapes the trap?
Of course I'd wish that the trap gets him.
Exactly. So now, basically, you would also like to get rid of this kind of people coming into your house uninvited, you know?
Mm.
So I definitely believe that we need to. But the main answer goes back to our fiber as the community and the nation.
Mm.
We see these things. We do not report them. When we report them, they are not enacted upon.
Mm.
So no way is helping in any way. So I don't know if maybe we need some kind of redemption or something that you may call whatever to come out as a better society.
Mm.
We are a sick community. You want to live alone at your place or plot, and there's people intruding and all those kind of things. But then what happens to report it doesn't get resolved.
Mm.
So I think the problem is with the entire society, all of us, police and me and you, we are involved. Thank you. That's a piece of...
Thank you so much, King Saul, for that. And I agree with you saying sick society, because some might argue that because the government has failed us, people are desperate, they don't have jobs, and my issue is that it is unnecessary for the violence that comes. I've heard of so many stories of people that were either hijacked, mugged, or broken into their homes, where the first thing they say is, with hands in the air, surrendering. Take anything you want. Take anything. But they still get attacked, and some of them even killed. And that's what makes our society sick, according to me. Bobby in Alberton, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I'll tell you, I will definitely set a trap. We were victims of an armed robbery in our home 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Three perpetrators came in with firearms, tied us up, shouted all kinds of abuse, hit us around, asked for certain items in the house that they knew were in that house. We denied that they were ever there. They didn't find them, thank goodness. But I can tell you that I now sit with a firearm with me every single night, praying that they will come back.
Wow. Wow, Bobby.
I think they'll come back.
Mm. And I
wish they'll come back, because that's the trap I'm going to set, and they will definitely not leave that property.
Yeah, and Bobby, as you're sharing this, you know, I know of a man who, there were men that broke into his home. So he wasn't expecting them, but he keeps a firearm in his home. And as he heard them coming in downstairs in the lounge, told the wife to keep the kids safe. I think he had a set of triplets that were babies at the time in another room. He hid in the lounge while he could see them making their way in, and he waited for them to fully be in the house and them shut the door. And he killed all of them. He killed all of the people, did not hesitate. And his lawyer was able to defend. He's not in prison for self-defense. And for me, I'm like, that is the level that we are at this stage. Why would you even take the risk of allowing people to have access to your family?
Absolutely correct. I am on exactly the same page as you. We were sitting innocently in our home watching television when these perpetrators came in. I understand your previous caller that people are hungry. Yes, and I feel for them. You know, come and ask me for a job, and I will give you something at least.
Mm.
But don't come in and tie us up, beat us up, steal our stuff. And when we do approach the law that's supposed to be on your side, there's all kinds of excuses. There's red tape. You almost become the victim.
Mm.
I promise you, this is my solemn promise.
Mm. And listen, Bobby, I believe you. I believe you. It's like, I don't know if you've heard the phrase that young people say, where they say, I wish he would, as in I wish they would try me.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Mm. Bobby, I completely get it.
I sit watching television with a loaded firearm right in hand's reach.
Waiting, oh, man.
Waiting. And that's, you know, what they don't understand is the trauma they leave behind. The material stuff, the insurance companies replace that. Mm. They just cannot replace the trauma that they've caused.
Oh, man. Bobby in Alberton, thank you so, so much for that call. There was an incident with one of my business colleagues where when him and his wife were not home, the two teenage kids were in the house, and the domestic worker and the one teenage child got tied up in the house, broad daylight in Victory Park. And the other kid was on their headphones in the room, saw nothing. That child is so traumatized. They stole everything and went off with it. The suspicion, of course, is that the domestic worker was possibly in on it. But that child is so traumatized. They don't sleep well at night at all. And that is what people are left with. I see all of your calls coming through. Derek in Pretoria, I see all of your WhatsApps and your voice notes. Will continue after this. It's just after 1:13.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebo Gile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
23 minutes to 2 o'clock. We are in a conversation around a person setting booby trap that could possibly kill perpetrators that are continually trying to break into their home. They did open a case. It was closed due to lack of evidence, even though the supposed suspect, which the community was naming, was left to continue doing what they were doing. So many of you are sharing with us what you would do if you'd set a booby trap. Would you go as far as setting a booby trap that could kill a person, especially if you and your family are in danger? Let's go to the lines. Derek in Pretoria. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Rebecca. Are you well?
I'm great. And how are you?
I'm good. I've got boards in the front and the rear of my house warning that I keep poisonous snakes on my property.
So if
that's a potential perpetrator enters my house and he gets bitten and he runs away, they'll pick him up about a block or two or three away from my house. They won't know where it happened.
You know, I'm just wondering, because I also did have that thought, because some legal people will say, you know, you could basically be arrested for premeditated murder, that you anticipated that if anybody were to break into your property, that you could set a trap where they could die. And the thought I had is, what if you put a disclaimer, you know, a board in front of your property that says, be warned that there is poison, there is, like you say, poisonous snakes, anything else, should you come into the property? I'm wondering if the law would be okay for one to use that as defense. Have you been broken into?
Never.
Wow.
Never. When I have a delivery, they stand across the road in Brotherhood. They won't come into my property.
And Derek, most people are afraid of snakes, like many people.
That's a fact. I'll tell you something. Even if I got a contract to come into my house, I'll just tell them, now put the snakes away, and they can carry on with the job.
Oh my, that's such a brilliant idea. Derek, did you make the sign or did you find it somewhere?
No, I've got a guy that's got a printing business, and he made these lovely signs that it's a picture of the snake, and it's got the language on there. You know, beware, there's poisonous snakes kept on his property. I promise you, Rebrochita, I've never had a break-in, I've never had a tempting break-in, and they are busy in our area.
Thank you so, so much for sharing. I think that is a brilliant idea. However, Derek, I must say, I think there are people who are callous enough to not care and take the risk. I don't know if you've seen any of those mini documentaries about the people that do smash and grabs, right? And yeah, some of them, yeah, like literally get their wrists slit. They risk death every time, yeah, doing smash and grab. So there's a part of me that thinks that there are a batch of criminals that are willing to risk death still to break in. But I think that is a brilliant, brilliant idea. Derek in Pretoria, thank you so much for sharing some of your messages. There's a tweet that's come through from Iskra on Twitter who says, I've got a lot to say about this, but let me begin with a story that I heard in East London that still sends shivers down my spine. There was a guy who repeatedly broke into somebody's garage through a window. When the homeowners reached a point of genoeg is genoeg, they decided to put a plant through which they had knocked numerous nails and placed it under the window, through which the thief kept on jumping with the nails pointing upwards. It was quite a height. The next day, they found two blood-soaked techies next to the plank. That was the end of that story. No more burglaries. Whew. That sounds so painful. And that's making me think, what if you set like a poisonous plant as a possible trap. Another one says, hi, I would set a booby trap, maybe not enough to kill, but to get them very sick, because he wouldn't think twice about killing you if you were in the house when he came in. That's from Barbara. Some voice notes.
Hi, Rilebogile, Jacob Mushokwa here, just listening to your conversation while driving. I have to say, I'm not the modest type, hey? Like, if I owned a gun, I will shoot. If you're coming onto my property and you are helping yourself to things that don't belong to you, helping yourself to things that you didn't work hard for like I did, I'm sorry. If you're jeopardizing my life or my family's life, I'm going to kill you. I will set a trap and I will go to court and I'll tell the judge. I'll say, listen, I was protecting myself. I was protecting my property and my assets. And so I killed the person that decided to freely walk into my house and take what they wanted for themselves. I don't mind. I'll sit 10, 15 years in jail for taking someone else's life. I really don't mind.
Listen, I'm sure many, many South Africans, Jacob, feel exactly the same way, and I can completely relate to that feeling. Hi, Rilebogile. Until death penalty returns, kill trespassers coming in to cause harm. I will set a Moby trap to kill on the spot since death penalty was no more. Rapists and gangsters are thriving. We'll take a stand. Thank you so much. That's coming through from Rich, which I'm assuming is short for Richard. Thank you so much for that WhatsApp. Bertie says, I guess no decent person wants to be a criminal, but because of all the criminality, corruption from the government to the law, people are hurtful. Hence, people resort to various means, resolve the issue like you indicated, setting a trap, or resort to taking the law into their own hands. I, being a law-abiding citizen, would do it. And that's what I was saying about morality. Isn't it amazing that you might not be a criminal, you're not for things possibly like the death penalty, but you definitely would consider things like revenge or responding appropriately as something that is justified. Another voice note.
I hope one of the speakers or listeners will come up with some interesting suggestions.
Yeah.
On how to booby trap armed robbers.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure some of the listeners have some ideas. They've already mentioned keeping a weapon. I always thought the absolute ideal would be like what happened in the medieval times, where you have a moat that possibly has crocodile infested waters and the only way to get on the property is through a bridge. But knowing South African criminals, even that wouldn't stop them.
Hi, Rilebogile. I would definitely set a trap, but not to have them killed. I mean, that's a bit crazy. More to embarrass them or shame them. So, you know, shame is a strong emotion. So basically they need to get caught and embarrassed and shamed in front of the community, in front of their people. That's when I would set a trap. And a creative one, like, you know, the office trap where the person always steals the food. You put cat food on the sandwich sort of thing. That type of trap.
Yo, guys, this is getting interesting.
Yes, Rilebogile, I hear you. You're speaking to Joseph here. My house has been broken into and vandalized about 6 times. Each time I go to the police station, they tell me that they're going to come for the fingerprints, which they never do. But I'm always getting letters in my postbox telling me that there are no leads. The case is being filed. And I've spent over 50,000 rands or more, a little bit more than that, while trying to fix this house. But now I'm not planning to move away, so I'm really considering the poisoning. I'm really interested to hear what will be the legalities of this.
Thank you so much for that one. Hi, Kanye here. I'm a single mother of 2 girls. My house was broken into December 2020. They cleaned my house. Fortunately, we went home and I suspect it's people that know I'm normally out of town in December. Again, last year, December 2021, they attempted but not successful. I want a gun right now. I am tired.